So he spoke, and the guide, the speedy comer, did not disobey. Forthwith under his feet he bound his beautiful sandals, immortal, made of gold, which carry him over the flood, and over the boundless land, swift as a breath of wind. He took the wand with which he charms to sleep the eyes of whom he will, while again whom he will he wakens out of slumber. With this in hand, the powerful speedy comer began his flight. On coming to Pyria, out of the upper air, he dropped down on the deep and skimmed along the water like a bird, a gull, which down the fearful hollows of the barren sea, snatching at fish, dips its thick plumage in the spray. In such wise, through the multitude of waves, moved Hermes. But when he neared the distant island, there, turning landward from the dark blue sea, he walked until he came to a great grotto where dwelt the fair-haired nymph. He found she was within. Upon the hearth a great fire blazed, and far along the island the fragrance of cleft cedar and of sandalwood sent perfume as they burned. Indoors, and singing with sweet voice, she tended her loom and wove with golden shuttle. Around the grotto, trees grew luxuriantly, alder and poplar and sweet-scented cypress, where long-winged birds had nests, owls, hawks, and sea-crows ready-tongued that ply their business in the waters. Here, too, was trained over the hollow grotto a thrifty vine, luxuriant with clusters, and four springs in a row were running with clear water, making their soft way from one another here and there. On every side, soft meadows of violet and parsley bloomed. Here, therefore, even an immortal who should come might gaze at what he saw and in his heart be glad. Here stood and gazed the guide, the speedy comer. Now, after he had gazed to his heart's fill on all, straightway he entered the wide-mouthed grotto, and at a glance Calypso, the heavenly goddess, failed not to know it was he. For not unknown to one another are immortal gods, although they have their dwellings far apart. But sturdy Odysseus he did not find within, for he sat weeping on the shore, where, as of old, with tears and groans and griefs racking his heart, he watched the barren sea and poured forth tears. And now Calypso, the heavenly goddess, questioned Hermes, seating him on a handsome shining chair. "Pray, Hermes of the golden wand, why are you come, honored and welcome though you are? You were not often with me hitherto. Speak what you have in mind. My heart bids me to do it, if I can do it, and it is a thing that can be done. But follow me first, and let me give you entertainment."